Hey everybody, what's going on? This is Andy, aka Ghost, and you're listening to the Circle of Judgment Season 2 Contest from Commander Cast. Dun, 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 dun. Got to apologize in advance because there was an audio editing error here or something screwed up with the recorder. So we actually snipped off the first round of picks by myself, Donovan, and Byron. But we do announce who we picked just before Jeremiah gets into his picks, so I got to apologize for that. But the rest of it's still intact, so I'm sure you're pretty much going to get the same experience. Anyway, that's it for my little ghetto introduction here, and apology for the issues. Hopefully it doesn't detract from your enjoyment of this whole affair too much. But without further ado, here's the Circle of Judgment. I picked Glenn, Primal Order, Acidic Soil, and Life Spark Spellbomb. Who did you pick, Donovan?
I picked Jordan with all the barbarians.
Okay, and then Byron?
I picked Brandon with his graveyard hate.
Okay, so for my pick, I picked Tyler. The reason I didn't rate Tyler a little higher is his theme was a little bit weak, I guess. It's just Sekhwar, Deathkeeper, EDH. So the theme is a little bit weak, but I did like the cards he picked. His common was Tortured Existence. It's an enchantment for one black. Pay a black, discard a creature card, return target creature card from your graveyard to your hand. And that one was, you know, kind of okay, but the next two are the ones I really like. So the other reason I didn't rank Tyler a little bit higher is because he actually picked two rares. His uncommon slot was also a rare, so...
You fucking cheated!
Yeah. So, but he still made my top because I don't really care about cheaters.
Jeremiah makes his own rules.
That's right.
That's why he deals coke out of his house. Here's the address. Check the show notes for that shit, FBI. Let's move along. Uncommon's up in this piece.
His uncommon was Kravokian Horror. Now this is a creature. It's a 2/2 for three colorless and a black. At the beginning of end step, if this is in your graveyard with a creature directly above it, you may return it to your hand. Then pay one, sacrifice a creature. It deals one damage to target creature or player. And his rare was Mindslicer. This is a 4/3 for two black. When Mindslicer is put into the graveyard from the battlefield, each player discards his or her hand. So those two cards are cards I really, really like in EDH, and that's why I picked him. If his theme was a little bit better, I probably would have moved him a little higher on my list.
Yeah!
All right, so next we're going to move it into our next tier of picks, which are worth slightly more points.
All right, for my third place pick, I'm going to go with Amaeth. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right, but his theme was that all of his cards were illustrated by Glenn Angus, and having all cards by the same artist is, again, a cool theme in my book. His common is Flight of Fancy. All right, so Flight of Fancy is an aura that costs 3 and a blue. It's an enchant creature. When Flight of Fancy comes into play, draw 2 cards, and it also gives the enchanted creature flying. So, I mean, you know, it circumvents the card advantage issue that a lot of auras have. It is just, it can randomly get you there with general damage when people thought they could block. I guess I'll just move on to the uncommon. The uncommon is Caustic Wasps. This is an uncommon from Mercadian Masks. It's a 1/1 flyer, costs 2 and a green, and says whenever Caustic Wasps deals combat damage to a player, you may destroy target artifact that player controls. And artifacts are very heavily used in EDH. I'm sure we all know that. And having a guy that can just randomly lock people out, especially a 1/1 from Mercadian Masks, that's like super plus points in my book. Last pick is Blazing Shoal. This is from Betrayers of Kamigawa. You know, it has a mana cost, but that's not important. It also says you can remove a red card with converted mana cost in your hand from the game instead of paying its mana cost. It gives target creature plus X plus 0 until end of turn. And it's just random, like, extra reach from out of nowhere, especially if you throw it down on a double striker or a general. This is major profit points.
Yes, I agree. Okay. next up, we're going to go with Byron's picks.
So my third place picks are Glenn. I actually rated Glenn a bit higher than Andy did because I did like a lot of his... selections for land rampage cards that weren't just mass land destruction, because it is nice to have some ways to combat ramp without having to just resort to Wake of Destruction and Obliterate all the time. So if you guys forgot what the cards were, they were Lifespark Spellbomb was the common, Acidic Soil was the uncommon, and then Primal Order was the rare from Homelands. And I'm not going to read what the cards do because Andy already did that.
Okay, solid. My third place picks were from Brian. His theme was what I thought was by far the best theme was Dante's Journey. He had a secondary theme in that the cards were like black enchantments. Sorry, they were just black. But when he gave me the Dante's Journey theme, I was like, oh, snap. Like, that's money in the bank. The cards themselves aren't all necessarily dynamite per se, but the theme was really slick. And some these cards are good. So Brian's common was Torture. This is a one black mana. It was printed in Homelands. Oh, snap. That just happened. But it was also reprinted in Shadowmourne 5th. So it's a creature enchantment. It's Nora. And all that it says on it is you can pay one and a black to put a -1/-1 counter on enchanted creature. So obviously there was some torture popping off in Dante's Journey. But otherwise, this is kind of an unconventional application card. It's a metagame choice because it allows you to make generals basically helpless without getting rid of them so your opponents can just recast them. And additionally, it's nice against things that have proliferate. Well, with proliferate, it's quite good as well, obviously, but it's also nice against things that have persist shenanigans and so on and so forth. Creatures that tend to grow, you can counter that growth with your mana, especially because black tends to have such gratuitous amounts of mana unless your opponents actually play land destruction. So rock solid pick on Torture, especially because it's from Homelands. As is uncommon, we have Caustic Rain. This was printed in Guild Pact. It was an uncommon. Two colorless, two black, sorcery. Remove target land from the game. Speaking of land destruction, bam, Goiter. Gotta love Caustic Rain. Doesn't enable any shenanigans with your Life from the Loam or your Crucible of Worlds. You just hit that land and it's gone. One-time deal. I think it's usually a pretty good deal because some of these lands you want to get rid of are definitely worth one card and four mana to deal with permanently. And then his rare is another card I really like, Underworld Dreams. Originally printed in Legends, it's been reprinted many times since then in core sets. It's triple black enchantment. Whenever an opponent draws a card, Underworld Dreams deals one damage to him or her. So if you like to punish people that are greedy with drawing cards, the damage from Underworld Dreams stacks up very quickly and can actually apply considerable pressure to especially those guys that like their 20-card hands in a Reliquary Tower or whatever. They like their cloned Consecrated Sphinxes running around letting them draw four cards for every one you draw. Well, let them take four damage as well. All right, and those are my picks. Let's move it on to Jeremiah. He's the other guy in here.
All right, so my next pick was a guy named DG. His theme is Random Blowouts. In the common slot, he's got Spore Cloud from Fallen Empires. That's an instant, one green-green, tap all blocking creatures, prevent all combat damage that would be dealt this turn. Each attacking creature and each blocking creature doesn't untap during its controller's next untap step. This card's not all that exciting, but, you know, common slot blowout's probably about the best you're going to do. Uncommon, we had Acidic Soil. I think this card has been read a couple times already, so we'll leave it there.
But he did say, like, I just want to interject here, Jeremiah, sorry, but DG, sure. The best thing about his was the presentation of the cards.
They were
awesome. Like, he's the one final reason to run Acidic Soil. The art makes Urza look like the world's biggest bitch. It's so true.
Right. Well, and, you know, in the rare slot, he's got Hex, which he describes as the Colt 45 malt liquor of magic cards. Only break the seal on this baby when you want to get torn up.
All caps.
But yeah.
He also says
torn up.
Plus, there's a lot of enjoyment in whipping out the MTG equivalent of a revolver and fanning the hammer till your opponents are sleeping in pine boxes.
Right. Right.
Like that is fucking awesome. Also, he signed as Donovan, a different one. Like, so just. Big ups to Donovan. Excellent presentation. Keep up the good work.
Right. And this is 100% the reason why we picked, or why I picked him as my my third pick.
Yeah, so. I can't disagree with that reasoning. So next we're going to move it on to our second picks. So Donovan the Drunken Robot, take it away.
Yeah, Andy says I sound like a drunken robot. And I would try to write it off to my internet connection, but no, I'll just come out in a minute. I am, in fact, a drunken robot from outer space.
We've discovered his true nature, and we love him. Homo intended.
All right. Okay. Well, okay. I'm just going to pick these cards. All right. So my second place pick was Glenn for the Primal Order Acidic Soil and Lifespark Spellbomb, and these cards have been addressed several times already, so I'm just going to hand it off.
Glenn's getting a lot of love here. I'm feeling this.
I know. It's good picks.
So my second place picks are from a guy named Judson, and his theme was tapped. So all this stuff had to do with tapping stuff or keeping a tab down. So his common is called Mind Games, from Stronghold. It's an instant that costs one blue. It has buyback of two colorless and one blue. And you can tap target artifact, creature, or land with Mind Games. And I actually like Mind Games myself. It's actually a really good spell that fulfills a lot of different stuff. You can tap down a creature that's been breathing down your neck. You can keep someone off an important land, like Gaia's Cradle or Cabal Coffers. You just tap that or upkeep. You can tap down a Maze of Ith or a Core Haven if you need to get one of your creatures through. Or you can also tap down like an opponent's creature if you want to get your creature through that way. Or you can also tap down like artifact mana as well, or like if you want to disrupt some sort of combo. So it's a really nifty spell for what it does. And having buyback is a huge plus because you can just constantly keep using it. And it's an instant, which is always great to have. All right. So his uncommon was Dream Tides from Visions. It costs two blue and two colorless. It is an enchantment. It makes creatures do not untap normally during their controller's untap phase. Each non-green creature's controller may pay an additional two mana during his or her upkeep to untap that creature. So basically, if you want to untap your creatures, you got to pay two mana per creature. And for token decks, that's pretty bad because it's basically like another propaganda effect for them. And two mana really adds up for a lot of different tokens. Also to keep in mind is it says non-green creatures. So if you have green creatures out and they are tapped and Dream Tides is out, they will never untap. It only allows non-green creatures to untap, and you still have to pay that extra tax. So that is actually a very effective card. I'm really impressed with Dream Tides.
Yeah, I just want to say quickly to Judson, thank you for pointing that out to me, because this card is a fucking tasty treat. Especially with green like running rampant.
Green is usually one of the kings of tokens other than white. And especially against Avenger Zendikar, I've lost track of the games I've lost to Avenger Zendikar just because he makes his own army in a can, essentially. So Dream Tides is really good for locking down green decks and keeping them under wraps. Okay, the rare he had is called Crackdown. It's a rare out of Cadian Masks. It costs one white and two colorless. It's an enchantment. It makes non-white creatures with power 3 or greater do not untap during their controller's untap steps. And I'm actually surprised this card doesn't see a bit more play than I think it does, because it is a very powerful asymmetrical effect. It keeps pretty much like any moderate to big creature tapped down that's not white. And symmetrical effect, you can basically play it in a white deck yourself, and you get full benefit from it, and you don't have to worry about your creatures getting tapped.
Okay, yeah. My picks were the same, so you could say that Byron tapped out my selection, but that's oh my god, we're so funny. So we'll move right along to Jeremiah to keep me from embarrassing myself any more than I already have.
All right, my next pick is Joey. Joey had a mirror theme with his cards, the common being the least exciting of them, but, you know, that's why they're common. Soratami Mirror Guard. It's three colorless and a blue. It's a 3/1 flyer, Moonfolk Wizard. Pay two mana, return a land you control to its owner's hand. Target creature with power 2 or less is unblockable this turn. It's not a really exciting effect per se, but you can use it to save, you know, some of your cool lands, things like that.
But really, how many common mirror-related cards are there to choose from?
Right, right.
Exactly.
But in the uncommon slot, we've got something that's what I think is fairly exciting. Mirror Strike. This is three colorless and a white. It's an instant. Target unblocked creature deals combat damage to its controller instead of you this turn. If you've ever used this card on something that's swinging with 10 poison damage, you know the value of this card.
Yeah, this shit is serious amazing. Business.
Yeah. if you've got decks out there that are blowing you out in one swing with a general or with infect, this is what you want to be playing. So,
and you can fetch it with Sunforger.
You can.
Yes, you can.
The rare card is Mirror Gallery. This is a 5 casting cost artifact that says the legend rule doesn't apply. So, you know, on the surface, this is like, well, you're playing Highlander. Who cares about the legend rule? But you can really build some pretty cool decks with this card. Like Rite of Replication is pretty awesome with this card. Splinter Twin, you know, any of these kind of copy a creature effects are pretty awesome, because, you know, Rite of Replication on Ulamog or Kozilek, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so, you can just hear cash registers opening up like everywhere around you when you do that.
Right.
Also, so, Prototype Portal with Mindslaver on it, just saying.
I'm actually surprised this card isn't like a total like dollar rare. It actually has a bit of value to it. It's actually a couple bucks.
Casual players.
All those 60 card Honden decks tearing up Legacy.
No doubt. No doubt up in this bitch.
But yeah, it's a cool card. It's a cool theme. And really this, I don't know, I think it lends itself to some creative deck building. So I picked him.
Solid. All right. So these are our winning picks, our favorite picks, the best of the best in our minds, which are, you know, we've got a drunken robot here, a guy that thinks Lovisa Cold Eyes is hot, a guy that smokes way too much pot, and a fairly normal businessman, I suppose. So, you know, maybe we're not making the best choices here. But not to devalue this too much, let's move along to the drunken robot.
All right. For first place, I picked Matthew, who ran with non-blue counterspells as his theme. His common pick was Dawn Charm, which is from Planar Chaos, cost one and a white, and it says choose one, prevent all combat damage that would be dealt this turn, or regenerate target creature, or counter target spell that targets. All of the abilities on this are very relevant, and it's a good little trick to have in your having up your sleeve when someone swings at you with a huge general or targets you with an identity crisis. All right, the next pick from the Drunken and Slurred Robot is Not of This World. This is an instant that costs 7 colorless mana. It's from Rise of the Eldrazi. It says counter target spell or ability that targets a permanent you control. But it's also free to play if it targets a creature you control with power 7 or greater. I've played this at 60 card Magic and it's really kind of lackluster, but in a deck like with a Voltron General that's really huge, you know, you'll always have a target for it. It's pretty much guaranteed we're going to be trying to kill it. A free protection spell seems. All right, the rare is Bind. This is from Invasion. It costs one and a green. It's an instant, and it counters target activated ability, and it also cantrips. This is an effect that you don't see coming from the green mage, and it can save your butt from something like an Oblivion Stone or a Mindslaver, and just seems like a generally useful trick, and I've never actually seen this.
Planeswalker Ultimate.
Oh, there you go. All in Jace the Bind Sculptor.
Yeah, you can stop Planeswalker Ultimates with it.
Yeah, I love Bind. I use it quite a bit, actually. It's just delicious. It's tasty. Plus cantrip. Can't go wrong. All right, Byron, your grand finalist picks.
All right, so my grand finalist picks just happen to be the same as Donovan's. I have Matthew with his non-blue counterspells taking it for me. And I especially like that he picked Bind and Not of This World, because Bind is one of those cards that, again, you don't expect whatsoever from a green player. And Not of This World, because it's a free spell when you want to use it correctly. And for those of you out there who've been listening to this podcast for at least for a decent amount of time, you guys know how much I love my free spells.
Yeah!
All right. My number one pick was Donovan, which Jeremiah picked earlier for his theme of random blowouts with Spore Cloud, Acidic Soil, and Hex. A-plus presentation. Good cards that don't see that much play. Overall, outstanding work. Loved it. Going to be fanning hammers till my opponents are sleeping in pine boxes for weeks. I love Hex. I play it in a couple of decks. I don't know why more people don't. I think it's better than a Wrath in a lot of situations, because people just pack Wraths into decks, but you know what? Wrath is pretty shitty if you can't follow it up with an attack of your own, whereas Hex can often be utilized as a one-sided Wrath, and it also has political applications. So Hex in particular, I really like. Acidic Soil, I like just because it hurts people and it hurts everyone. It makes games end. And yeah, Spore Cloud is truly a blowout at common. So hard to find those. That must have taken some work. Great picks. Jeremiah, go wild.
My number one pick was Judson. This is the tap theme that a lot of guys picked in second place. You know, I picked him first because some of the cards I actually had to look up. And when I looked them up, I still thought they were awesome. So
true secrecy.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times when you look something up, it's because it probably sucks. But these three cards, you know, I did actually end up looking up some of these cards, and each one was something that I would actually play in a deck. So the theme was awesome, the cards were awesome, and they were a bit under the radar. So I really thought it was met all three criteria a little bit better than anything else.
All right, so we've got our winners here. Insert fanfare here. Woo! Golf clap, everybody. Congratulations, Judson. Judson, congrats with a polite golf clap and everything. You've scored 10 points total. So you were the winner with your Tapped, the Mind Games, Dream Tides, and Crackdown. So you can expect some... well, I guess you're getting an email from me first. We'll sort out exactly what you want from Dave, a.k.a. Durfington, and then he'll paint something sick up for you. Then in the runner-up category, we have a tie for last place, I guess it is, that gets points. I hate terming it like that. So we have two people tied with 6 points and one person with 8. Matthew at 8 points. His was the theme of non-green counters. What were his picks again?
You mean non-blue counters?
Matthew Charm. With the non-blue counter spells.
Yes, they were Dawn Charm, Not of This World, and Bind.
Yeah!
All right, so that scored him 8 points, so he's going to get a vandalized card, courtesy of yours truly, Andy, a.k.a. Ghosts, a.k.a. Can't Draw Worse Shit. And then we've got the two guys tied at 6 were Donovan and Glenn. Donovan's theme was Random Blowouts with Spore Cloud, Acidic Soil, and Hex. And Glenn's theme was Land Hate that didn't resort to land destruction with Primal Order, Acidic Soil, and Life Spark Spellbomb. So congratulations to you two as well. I'll be in touch with you guys. You'll get an email asking you what kind of card you want terribly vandalized by me. And then I will mail it to you so you will have a one-of-a-kind alteration. So that was it for the Circle of Judgment Season 2. Next season we're hoping to have two contests, so stay tuned for some of that shit.
Yeah!